This is Nurse Gizzard News for the week of January 13th, 2020, and I'm your host, Rebecca Hartman Baker. Today's guest is Sudeep Dosanjh. Sudeep is the director of NERSC. Sudeep, welcome back to the show.
Why, thank you, Rebecca. I really appreciate it. It's hard to believe it's been a whole year, but the year went by very quickly.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well, and Happy New Year to all of our users. I know we have thousands of them all over the country and even over the world, so Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah. So it's been a really busy year here at NERSC.
You know, it's been a great year, but you're right, a very busy year. The pace always seems to increase. I think that the biggest thing as we look back has really been the scientific output of our users. You know, that's what we're here for. All the great breakthroughs that are done. Typically, our users produce 2,000 publications and they win awards. And we're very proud whenever our users do something amazing. And it's really what keeps our staff here. You know, I get asked a lot of times, how do you compete with places like Facebook and Google, since they're right here in the Bay Area? And it's really that our staff are very motivated by our mission, which is enabling great science by our users. And so I think that that has a big role in everything. It's been an eventful year, certainly lots of changes going on. One kind of big change that's been occurring for quite a while has been that data has been becoming more and more important at NERSC. It's always been very important, but when we did our survey last year of our users, 35% said that their work involved either analyzing data, combining data and simulation, or developing tools for data analysis. And so that's a huge fraction of our users. And so that's been kind of a big change for us. You know, the other kind of big change has been, you know, we started working with the users to modify their codes, first with Cori and the KNL architecture. And now, you know, we've announced Perlmutter, which will be a combined system. It'll have a CPU partition as well as a GPU partition. And so we launched NESAP for Perlmutter, been very busy getting users ready for that. I know your newsletters, your weekly emails have included lots of information on that as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, we had lots of hackathons. We had a portability workshop. We've done other outreach, like for the first time, NERSC held a machine learning summer school. We've had tutorials on all sorts of different topics at supercomputing, at international supercomputing, at the ECP meeting. For the first time, we held the Monterey Data Conference. And then there's a lot of work going on in the facility. So not all of our users get to see what's going on here, but there's a lot more power being brought into the building. We've had cranes outside.
Yes.
So I don't know if you got caught up in the cranes, but it certainly impacted traffic coming into the building. So that's been exciting. You know, I think that, you know, the one thing the users did notice, unfortunately, we did have to turn off Edison, which was a very popular system. I know it produced a lot of great science, and we really needed to put in the power and cooling for Perlmutter. And so we waited, and we really worked with facilities to turn it off at the last possible time. When they started to needed to rip open the floor in that part of the building. And so you know, we were kind of sad to see Edison go, but it was really kind of a necessary for, you know, for progress. The other thing we've seen is, you know, we've thanks to you and Jack DeSlip and others, you know, we are seeing a lot of broader usage of Cori KNL. More and more users are transitioning, especially with Edison turning off, the CPU partition in Cori, the Haswell partition, is a very limited resource. And so I noticed that sometimes the queue wait times are quite long on that partition. And so I appreciate all the office hours you've been holding. Hopefully users will take advantage of that and get transitioned even more to KNL. Now more than half our users use more than half their time on KNL. But I think that if you're looking for faster turnaround, that's the main thing you would want to work on. And it really isn't that hard, I don't think.
No, it's not that hard. In fact, we've been able to see people get even at like a 4x boost just by changing something in their script when they go from the Haswell to the K&L notes.
Yeah, so you know, you can just go into Zoom, and Rebecca has, I think even in this week's email, she had some announcements of K&L office hours. So I'd encourage everyone to do that. Kind of the other exciting thing that we did last year was we kind of formalized Super Facility as a project. It's what we call a small P project, in that it's not a DOE 413 project like Perlmutter and Corey. But the goal of Super Facility is really to meet the needs of our data users in the future, because more and more we're working with big experimental and observational facilities, and they don't have any means for analyzing their data, and they want to move it to NERSC to analyze. There's really no other option for them. And so the Super Facility project, led by Debbie Bard, has been making great progress. And really, we've been also designing our future systems really with data in mind, in addition to simulation and modeling.
Yeah, there's some really fascinating stuff going on with the Super Facility.
Yeah, and I think there's lots of exciting things for next year. You know, I think next year I expect to be, unfortunately, even busier. So one thing that towards the end of this year, I think the users will be very excited about, is that we are going to take delivery of a phase one of Perlmutter. We're still working on how many cabinets that would be, but that'll provide a lot more computing capability for initially it'll be available for the NESAP users. It will have GPUs that are the same as will be in the final system. It'll have the Slingshot Cray network. The switches will be there from the beginning. The NICs will be upgraded later. And it'll come with a file system, so it'll be a very usable system. So we're very excited about that. That'll give all of our NESAP users something to actually try their great ideas on and get some useful work done. You know, as I mentioned, Perlmutter was really designed with data from the beginning in mind. So one thing that'll be exciting is that it'll have an all-flash file system. So you should hopefully notice much faster I/O. Another is, as I mentioned, the Slingshot network. It really should make moving data into and out of the machine much easier. That was actually a key design point of the system. You know, in the past, moving data into these supercomputers has been like using a straw, and we really want to be able to move data much more quickly into the systems. The other exciting thing that all of our users will be noticing here within a matter of weeks, which I guess was also in your newsletter, was the community file system. And so there's 60 petabytes that's going to be initially available, so people will hopefully notice a big increase in a lot of people's storage capability. Everything is more or less being done automatically. I don't know if, Rebecca, you want to just mention the plan as far as moving from project.
Right. So at the allocation year turnover, which will be on Tuesday, what's going to happen is that the project file system will go to read-only while we do a final sync of the data onto the community file system. And that will take up to 7 days. Hopefully it'll take a lot less time than that. And then we will release the community file system as a read-write file system to everyone.
Yeah, so that's very exciting. And I did want to remind everyone that the community file system is really being designed for capacity. The Scratch file system on Perlmutter is being designed for bandwidth. So it's all flash, and you'll see very high bandwidth. And so you do want to move your data onto the Scratch file system when you're running a job, to the extent that's possible. But there'll be a lot more storage that's available in the community file system, and so that's very exciting. You know, and also our budgets have done very well, and so we're looking at what additional things we could do for our users. You know, we're considering adding cabinets to NERSC-9 as one possibility. We're also looking at expanding the community file system. I'd like to see it be much bigger by the time Perlmutter is delivered, because the Scratch file system on Perlmutter will be about 30 petabytes. And that's really the same as the Scratch file system on Cori. We are looking at growing that, but that's kind of the baseline. And so we'd like to have the community file system be several times bigger than it currently is by the time Perlmutter is delivered. And then finally, you know, these supercomputers are really one-of-a-kind or first-of-a-kind systems that are really designed to meet the needs of our users and their workflows. And so we start working on these years and years in advance. And so typically when we have the last system delivered, we're working on two more systems. So, you know, we have Corey in production. We're working on Nurse 9. And we've actually started working on Nurse 10 already. And so part of that's been trying to gather requirements from users to finalize what we think are, it might be the design of the system, meeting with computer companies. So these systems are really designed really with your workflows in mind. And so they provide hopefully some unique capabilities for your science that you really can't find anywhere else. And so we're very excited about that. There'll be more to say about Nurse 10, I guess, next year, but we're looking for delivery of Nurse 10 in 2024, 2025.
Oh, all right. Well, that's great.
Well, I look forward to really an exciting year. As I said, last year was very busy. I expect with the community file system and phase one of Perlmutter, this year is going to be even busier. And I expect that the users will be very happy with both the additional storage and the additional computing that's available.
Indeed, I think that's really true.
So,
all right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sudeep.
Well, it's fantastic, Rebecca. It's always great to chat with you. And I always look forward to your weekly emails to the users. Actually, I find lots of times I learn things from that. So I read those every Monday as soon as you send them out. And I would encourage the users as well to read those, because they really do have great information in them that's very useful to the work that they're doing.
Well, thank you.